Lenny, you describe this as being the golden age of qualitative, how it can help plug in some of the gaps and answer the why of that comes with quantitative research. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think that we live in a data-rich world, and it's only getting richer. Internet of Things and our connected lifestyles create more and more behavioral data exhaust for individuals, then that is beginning to constrict the need for quantitative research, the who, what, when, where, and how. We're beginning to capture much more of that passively, just as people go through their lives, by their interaction with the technologies that fill our lives. So then there's still the need to fill in some gaps on quantitative research. The behavioral stuff doesn't capture everything. But what's really left is the why. And qualitative has always been an exploratory tool to find out what we don't know, not simply to fill in gaps of information, but to explore ideas. And that why, that exploratory phase, continues to be a vital need. So particularly as we look at strategic issues for clients on ideation and new product development and new concepts and early stage testing of ideas, trying to understand those things become more and more important, and where they fit into and kind of form the connective tissue and even the contextual framework for the other data that we're increasingly capturing either through quote unquote big data or through traditional surveys.
How would you recommend that market researchers prioritize their budgets these days?
Like market research, so think about from the client side perspective, market research exists to support marketing. And marketing is a revenue driver. So, it's there to depend on which organization it is. Product may be aligned to the marketing organization. Certainly brand is aligned. And they are obsessed with a few basic questions. How do we get the right message to the right person at the right time to buy the right product that is designed to fulfill their need? And that is just the strategic imperative of all organizations, product or service or message, which is probably a better way to say it. So marketing's reliance on research is to help provide the guidance to do that. And the strategic imperative from a budget standpoint is always going to be on how to deliver that need. And then even more specifically, particularly if you're a CPG company or anything else that is consumer facing, is where's the growth coming from in terms of new products? What's going to be the next Swiffer, for instance? Where's the next billion-dollar product coming from, and who's going to buy it? That's the ultimate prioritization of budget. Everything else is kind of keeping it's all course correction. It's ensuring that the business is not doing anything stupid. So we're kind of keeping between the lines to deliver on those primary objectives. And those things are becoming increasingly easy to do, less expensive, being driven through automation. So they're becoming less of a priority from a budget standpoint, at least proportionately. So we've seen in the past that brand tracking new product testing may encompass 30-40% of a client budget. Today, it just doesn't need to be that much. It can be 5 or 10% of the client budget because we have tools to make it 5 or 10%. So the money's being reallocated into the new stuff. Where's the new product? What does that look like? How do you engage with consumers? How do you keep them loyal rather than finding new ones? Those are the big priorities.
Tell me a little bit about Green Book then to close, Lenny, and what you do.
So Green Book actually has evolved into doing many things. It is primarily a marketing platform for the supplier side of the industry. It is also a thought leadership platform for the global industry as a whole. We do that via publications, through our event series, through educational content, And we also are a consulting organization. So we have a very booming consulting practice that we branch into advisors that works with both client-side organizations, supplier organizations, a lot of emerging companies, and also investors in thinking through the future of the industry and helping to drive change so that the industry can fulfill its overall possibilities as we head into the future.
Great. Well, thank you for your time, Lenny, and we'll put a link back to your website on the blog post.